If you are like most people, picking produce off your local supermarket shelves may be as close as you'll ever get to foraging for food. Still, there are plenty of people on the North Coast who forage the area for mushrooms, berries, plants, and other edibles. And then there is ocean foraging. That is next level stuff. And if you're interested in aquatic foraging, an event at the Humboldt Bay Social Club in Samoa this weekend may be for you. The event focuses on how to turn kelp or seaweed into delicious coastal cuisine. The promise of yummy pizza toppings made of kelp was too tempting, so we reached out to the event's host, Georgiana Wood. Wood belongs to Explore North Coast, a local kayak club whose members regularly paddle around the shallows of the coastline foraging for kelp.
I've been sea kayaking for about 20 years, which is how I got introduced to seaweeds, and just so interested that, I've learned as much as I can about them. And for our sea kayak club, I've been doing this workshop for years, but we decided this year to open it up to the general public. It's a short 2-hour class, but what I wanted to do was to introduce people to the most accessible and sustainable seaweeds. I'm going to go out and harvest with a few friends. And then we're just going to get together at the social club. I'll have enough different seaweeds so that they'll recognize them when they go to the beach, and they'll be able to harvest them and then know how to eat them, know what to do with them.
So what are seaweeds or kelp?
They're technically algae. We refer to them as sea algae. They come in three categories. There's red algae, the brown algae, and the green algae. And the different ones, they just have different properties. All of them are very nutritious. Their mineral content is very high. Their protein content is surprisingly high.
Rich in protein and minerals such as calcium and magnesium, and therefore good for your health. Could this get any better?
They're free. You can just go and pick them and eat them, and they're nutritious and delicious. And I just don't think everybody understands, what a resource they are and what to do with them. The California law gives you 10 pounds per day, which is that's a lot of seaweed, and you don't require a license. None of them are poisonous. So they're all edible. They don't all taste very good. Some of them, have words like vinegar in their title, and so you can imagine that those don't taste very good. But some of them have saccharin in their title, and they're actually create sugar alcohols like mannitol, and they taste quite sweet.
Delicious, nutritious, free, and importantly, not poisonous. And you may not even need a kayak to forage, because a lot of these algae end up on the shore courtesy of the wind and the tides. But how do you go from taking this wet, salty, somewhat gooey substance and turn it into a delicacy? This is where Wood's workshop in Samoa comes in, if you are lucky enough to book a spot.
We're going to explore about six different seaweeds. There's some that can be preserved. There's some that need to be, eaten fresh that don't keep well. There's some that dry really well. Some of them are better cooked. Some of them are better dried first and then cooked. And some of them you just really need to eat fresh. Those are the sorts of things we're going to be actually doing at the event on Saturday, is going through each of those. And then making some of the really fun dishes and easy dishes to make. We're gonna do a pizza topping. Any of the seaweeds really are good on pizza. We're gonna use the small fronds that come off the side of a seaweed called commonly feather boa. And we're also going to use the leaves of the ones that's commonly called rockweed. And that's another very near shore seaweed that is easy to access. And plentiful here. A lot of these, especially if you dry them, they'll dry out quickly, they'll become real crisp, and then you can break them into, chip-sized pieces and toss them into hot, like peanut oil or sesame oil, and fry them for a few minutes, and you have seaweed chips.
Pizza toppings and salty snacks crisped in peanut oil. Sounds so yummy. And you can make pudding too.
One of the really fun things to do with seaweed is to make pudding. Seaweed are naturally really high in carrageenan, which is a thickening, emulsifying agent. The best one that I have found as a thickener is a little plant called Turkish towel. If you take a few sheets of the Turkish towel and just rinse off the sand and make sure you don't have creatures again hiding on it, all you do is you the milk of your choice, whether it's soy milk, oat milk, cow milk, whatever milk, you just drop the seaweed into the milk, simmer it for about 20 minutes, take the seaweed back out, and put the milk in the refrigerator to cool for a couple hours, and it will magically be pudding, just like that.
According to Wood, there are a limited number of spots still available for Saturday's 2 o'clock event at the Humboldt Bay Social Club in Samoa. But if you miss out, there is always the option of joining Explore North Coast, the kayak club Wood and her fellow foragers belong to.
An active membership of about 60 kayakers. Most of them are in Humboldt County, and we host several paddles a month. So people just get together and go on paddles, and mostly locally. Anybody that's interested in getting out on the ocean can definitely get a.
To
We have
kayak.
a website with the calendar that lists our paddles. So that's explorenorthcoast.net. And yeah, anybody can go there and check out what paddles we have on the schedule. Like right now, we have a skills practice next Wednesday. We have the Wild Harvest seaweed foraging event this Saturday. We're going to go paddle around the Klamath Estuary on the 28th. We're going to practice some specific maneuvers in kayaks in Trinidad on the 20th, things like that.
That was Georgiana Wood with Explore North Coast. You can learn more about the Kayak Club and their events at explorenorthcoast.net. For KMUD News, I am Sigurd Bjørn.